with us on all the road improvements that would be needed, sidewalks.
The site tour for a new elementary school in Southwest Columbia sets out on a sunny Saturday afternoon, with Columbia real estate broker John Jones introducing each site.
This is the first site. It can be graded off. It'll be a 30-acre site.
The traffic at the first two sites was inconvenient enough that those on the tour didn't have a chance to even get off the bus to really look at the sites. The concerned board member Jan Mies, who expects a school there, would have some issues with getting kids across the street and might have to bus every student every day. Mies says, although the third site at Scott Boulevard and Route KK is very pretty set atop a hill, it still has some issues too.
The third one we saw is right on the edge of a neighborhood, so obviously that presents the issues that kids could go ahead and probably walk, a lot of walking. But they'll still have to be busing from all these other neighborhoods, so I can't say yay or nay, but that third one was just pretty.
School Board Superintendent Chris Belcher says the area surrounding the first two sites will grow and develop in the future. He says all three sites are worth considering despite the traffic issue Saturday, which he says would be addressed by engineers and architects.
We're down to things that you and I can see and sort of draw our own opinions, but really we're at the point now where our engineers and our school architect will have to come in and evaluate the sites as well and tell us about those things, because when you look at grade of roads and entries and all those kind of things, that's outside of my skill set.
Other than committee and board members, some parents from Rockbridge Elementary School were also invited to the tour. Christy Farmer has three kids that go to Rockbridge Elementary School, and she has heard of complaints about overcrowding in the school from her kids for a while.
Rockbridge is a smaller school, so the classroom seems smaller, so trying to fit those little bodies in, and then the effectiveness of the teachers to be able to reach each of those kids and meet their individual needs is a challenge.
In order to address parents' concerns about teaching quality in the short term, Rockbridge Elementary School Principal Mary Corthloy says they've added teachers, but class sizes have still grown.
We got a brand new section of fourth grade just last year, so we have four sections of everything except fifth grade, and then fifth grade is three sections.
Despite those efforts, Corthloy says they are still facing overcrowding, so a new elementary school nearby would be a good solution. Ms. says the board will have to sit around the table and make the decision in the next 1 or 2 months. Lai Shizhou, KBIA News.